Hi, you're listening to Saints Unscripted.
Each episode is available to view on YouTube, so be sure to check us out.
We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Enjoy the show.
When I announced it, I had loads of people from university message me and think, oh, it's great what you're doing. I can't wait to listen. I'm a Christian myself. And people from my school, from college. And I just thought, oh, why wasn't I more open about my faith back in university and had these discussions that would have blessed my life, their life, others' lives of people who may not have known about God or the teachings of Christianity before.
All right, well, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Saints Unscripted. I am your host, Alex, and today I am going to be talking with Ben, and we're going to be talking about his podcast. He's got podcasts on YouTube, and apparently he's got a bunch of them, and I'm actually super excited to talk about this because it's similar to what Saints Unscripted is, you know, just a podcast on YouTube. So I'm super excited to be talking to you. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So let's just jump right in. So how did you get started in the podcast and YouTube world?
I was, I'd worked as a personal assistant with some people, and I really enjoyed that job. And I was in the Highlands of Scotland driving by Loch Ness, stunning area, and we thought, let's put on a podcast. And so I wasn't a big podcast listener, but we listened to one by world-renowned country house painter Jonathan Miles Lee, and he was speaking to a journalist, and it was fascinating hearing him talk about beauty and other values that were important to him. And I followed him on Instagram after that, and I thought, he looks very busy. And I was praying for some meaningful work at the time. I was struggling in the work that I was doing. In fact, me and my wife had prayed the night before that we might find something meaningful. And I messaged him on Instagram. I felt to do that, never spoken to him before, and said, you look very busy. Could you do with a hand? And he phoned me up. He was in the bath in his apartment on the Royal Crescent in Bath. And he called me up and hired me on the spot. And we figured that an effective way to help him would be to make a podcast or a YouTube channel. And so I learned how to do that and really loved it and found that was meaningful. And I should say that he had said to me the night before he called me or I had messaged him, he also had been praying for help. So I believe that we sort of had a divine meeting there. And ever since then, I then went on to manage a journalist's podcast. That journalist who had him on the show, he has a really large podcast in the UK. I went on to work with Modern Wisdom, which is a top podcast in the world with Chris Williamson. Some of your listeners might know that one, and I still work on that. I'm Assistant Ben. And I've been working on podcasts for ages and finally am doing my own For All the Saints podcast.
That's so awesome. Wow. That's so cool that all came together so well for you. And it was also like kind of a foreign thing to you as well, but you just jumped right into it. And I love that all just fell in place.
That's what's been amazing is I love the industry. And as you know, having these important conversations, there's something about it that just seems to resonate at this moment in time, having these conversations and these discussions. I'm not sure what it is, but it is having an effect.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't you go ahead and tell me about these podcasts that you do? What do you talk about on them? And just tell me a little bit about them.
Yeah, so previously I had been focused on politics, and I've produced myself some quite high profile political events in London that spanned loads of different stuff from the health secretary and politics. You know, there are so many movements in British politics, and Modern Wisdom is very focused on fitness, health, productivity, things that were more secular, although they were brilliant topics. And I just, I had this desire within me to have that same level of conversations, but with on faith. And I'd read some surveys that I actually have some statistics with me that 63% of people globally said that high quality content on faith and religion is needed in their country. And there were tons of statistics about young people and how, I don't know how it is in America, but in the UK, there are more young people praying. In fact, almost double the amount of young people praying compared to older generations. And the same for attending church, which in the UK is a very secular country. People don't hear about that. And there are, in America, there were 51% of young people identified as a Christian, but only 8% actually showed the signs of being a Christian. And that was lenient wow. criteria, you know, having ever read the Bible, having ever gone to church. And
yeah.
So there's an element there of why aren't people being more open about their faith and supporting in this when we know living according to your beliefs helps you so massively. There are so many beneficial things to it. There are health benefits to it as well as, you know, we have sort of a mental health crisis at the moment in the world with young people, and having a faith affects that very positively. So I just wanted to start something that might help someone somewhere be a bit more open about their faith and have the confidence to do that.
Wow, that is awesome. And oh my goodness, those statistics. I did not expect that. Thank you for sharing that. That's crazy. So I'm curious, you do these YouTube channels and these podcasts that are like, you know, very religious based and that are very specific to religion. And I imagine that that could cause a lot of controversy and backlash. Do you ever get any kind of like maybe negativity about that? And I don't know if that makes any sense. Do you get any like haters? And how do you handle that?
Yeah, there, as always, especially being a Latter-day Saint, you know, I've worked with the church a lot on different projects in the UK, such as interfaith stuff. And when we do these podcasts as well, there is this sort of, you know, you can't enjoy the full fellowship of Christian denominations when you're a Latter-day Saint for some reason. And I hope to change that. I've got some people coming on my podcast soon who, and I have already, who are not Latter-day Saint, but it's so important to engage in that faith conversation. And you get things that discourage you of saying, well, I don't want to talk to you because you're not of the historic Christian orthodoxy. And there are the more gentle things like that that discourage you because they're important to you. And then there are the comments that you get of, Joseph Smith was a charlatan. You know, I can't believe, have you ever read the Bible? You know, you people don't follow the Bible. And I shared an article that was a very simple and sort of bland, not bland, but it was friendly to all, article on the Book of Mormon. And I had an Anglican reverend, and, you know, I have many Anglican friends and they're wonderful. It was just this one who just, he went mad at me. He went absolutely mad and filled with vitriol. And I found out that he was the head of missionary outreach in his local church. And I thought, gosh, you got to be careful if you're a missionary worker and you're speaking to people like this. That's no way to convert. But I think the way to deal with them is sometimes I remove the comment because, you know, I can't be bothered. Other times,
smart.
When it's right to engage, I think what I've really learned is that we have to accept some people are born and bred in their way, and they have generations that share the same faith and doctrines as them, and they will not join the church. They may later, but in this interaction, this heated interaction, they're not going to accept what I say. They won't listen to the promptings of the Spirit in that situation, and they may, but I think the principle to take in that is, how do we both leave this conversation with strengthened faith in Christ? And in that situation, it might be not right to blow down their beliefs in Christ and shatter their worldview, but find common ground and say, oh, thank you for that insight, even though I may not agree with it personally. I'm really happy that that person is active in their faith in Christ, because so many aren't. And I think that's how I like to deal with it. And I learned that from my dad, because I used to argue with them on my mission. And my dad said, stop that, increase their faith.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's great advice, because this isn't about like debate and who's right and who's wrong. You know, like, let's just find the common ground. Let's, you're happy in your religion, I'm happy in mine. Let's just all worship God together. You know, I love that. So you've been working on these YouTube channels and these podcasts for so long, and I'm sure that you've learned a lot from it. I'm curious, what kind of findings and discoveries have you made during this process and this project?
So many. And it's it's inspired me. Yeah, I feel inspired. And that's not just inspired in sort of I feel good, I feel hopeful, but also to do more. Especially with young people and faith. You know, when I announced I was starting this podcast, I had just finished university. And when I announced it, I had loads of people from university message me and think, oh, it's great what you're doing. I can't wait to listen. I'm a Christian myself. And people from my school, from college. And I just thought, oh, why wasn't I more open about my faith? Back in university, and had these discussions that would have blessed my life, their life, others' lives of people who may not have known about God or the teachings of Christianity before. And I just thought, oh, I wish I had been more open. And so when you look, there are some cool findings that I found so listen to some of these. Some of them are quite hard hitting.
Okay.
60% of teens struggle with depression.
Wow.
30% of committed Christian teens struggle with depression. 35% of teens struggle with suicidal thoughts. 12% of committed Christian teens struggle with suicidal thoughts. There's a ton of statistics like this when you go on to different segments of anxiety and depression and how many young people going to church. There was another survey that showed that it equated all of these life decisions and life highlights and milestones with an increase of income in terms of how income affects your happiness and how these things influence your happiness. And having a devoted faith and going to a religious gathering regularly equated in happiness terms to about a £200,000 pay increase.
Wow.
So you see just how important this is, and you see it in the statistics with young people. Young people everywhere are suffering from anxiety and depression in rates that we haven't seen before. But when they commit to Christianity, when they go to youth, when they read the scriptures regularly and pray, it is significantly different. It's halved. And so I think that's really important.
Yeah, that's huge. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for sharing that. I didn't expect that at all.
Following on from that, I had the honor of interviewing Brother Brad Wilcox of the Young Men's General Presidency on my podcast recently. And that episode was released recently, so will be available. And I asked him some questions that related to young people, because obviously he's working with the youth. Specifically, two things that really touched me from that was role models in society and also masculinity and sort of our identity in terms of that masculinity, femininity. And that stems because you see in society, there are tons of role models that come up as a result of so many other things. You know, Andrew Tate, Jordan Peterson, there are so many people that young people are looking up to, especially in the UK, just because they feel a bit lost. They're not sure what their script is. And this is something that I brought up with Brother Wilcox, is how can we find that script? And I felt very touched when he shared that his advice that we should look for those positive role models closer to home. And we see the church set up and how young people are going to FSY and they see their counselors. And he said, my counselor is the loudest one screaming at the games and playing as hard as they can in the sports and stuff. But they also read the scriptures every day. They pray every day. They go to church and they're able to live this wonderful life. And so take those people as your role models and don't be afraid to. You see people at church and people I've come into contact in my wards and stakes that I've admired. And yet society still tells me, look at that person and hold them up as a hero. We should, as Brother Wilcox says, we should find these role models closer to home, and we'll find that we'll be more blessed by their example, and we'll see more aspects of it, not just what they put out on social media. Likewise with young men trying to find their role in today's world as this sort of framework of masculinity is questioned and sometimes called toxic, sometimes saying we need to rebuild. And yeah, there are harmful aspects of that, but I think young men and young women should find confidence in the Aaronic priesthood and young women themes and the scriptures. And what Brad said was, we have the script for divine masculinity and femininity. We have it all here. And that really touched me. And so, I invite everyone to listen to that episode and share it with young people. I think it'll be really beneficial.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm super excited to watch that. And Brad Wilcox, like, you just can't get any better than him. So that's awesome. I'm super excited for that. Can you remind me what the name of your podcast and YouTube channels are? And then that way our viewers can also go check them out.
Yeah, so For All the Saints podcast, like the hymn, one of my favorite hymns, For All the Saints. And that we release an episode every Monday. We've had several people on so far. We had the construction manager for the Bangkok Thailand temple who joined the church while he was building the temple. Wow. We had him on recently to share his story. We've had a peace builder who in Nigeria who goes to extremist communities and de-radicalizes people. We've had a Book of Mormon scholar, so we've had a bunch of people, and hopefully people can enjoy that.
That sounds like so much fun. For All the Saints. Thank you so much. Well, Ben, thank you so much for joining us today. And I can't wait to go check out that channel. And we'll see you guys all next time. Thanks for joining us today. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube.
And you can message us on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. Bye.